Chapter 41. On Christmas Day, Patricia Tallman had a stroke and was taken to the hospital. It was considered a moderate stroke, meaning she had survived and was not paralyzed and had lost no mental function. When she returned from the hospital, she simply announced that she wished no more treatment. She was 87 and practically blind, and could see that she would not become physically strong enough to do what she had done. She was finished. When Celeste tried to reason with her, she patted her hand and said quietly, "All things must pass, dear, and we are among them." Celeste's sadness kept her from understanding. Hyde Village made a concerted effort to change her mind. She was asked daily if she was ready to resume medications, if she wanted to eat, if she would allow a feeding tube. To all of this, Patricia patiently and steadfastly refused assistance. Word got out, and the procession started. Bishops came from all over New Jersey. Priests came by the dozen. Heidi Kleiss viewed Patricia Tallman's passing as inevitable, but also an opportunity to showcase the facility at height. It more than angered her that each of the visiting clergy had specifically asked for Celeste Tuck. Heidi remarked to Vivian Florencola, "You'd think the king of the gypsies was dying." "Celeste seems to be one of the tribes," said Vivian. "She certainly does," said Heidi. Heidi never liked any challenge to her authority. She did like Celeste's efficiency, and she used her to slip in barbs to other women on her management team. They had been complaining about Celeste's habits for years, but Heidi had mostly ignored them and slapped Celeste around during break once in a while to keep them all happy and to make sure that no one was too complacent. But this was more than backbiting. This was a threat to her control of power. The clergy was independent of any control that she might have, and they had enormous sway within the village hierarchy. The procession of visitors continued for a week, and Heidi stewed in the juices of her resentment. When Bishop McKelvey asked to see Celeste, Heidi made up her mind about what had to be done. The visits were more reminiscences about Patricia than anything else. There was laughter and tears and hugging. Celeste was oblivious to any negative fallout until one day at break. Annabelle Pritchard asked if Celeste would have time to get her charts done for the team this Wednesday, then corrected herself, saying, "That's right. You do your charts while the rest of us are discussing the patient's well-being." Celeste was shocked. It was unlike Annabelle to be confrontational. She cried too easily. But then Heidi said, "It's a wonder that Celeste has time to do anything at all recently, with all of her visitors." There was no laughter around the table. There was silence. Patricia Tallman passed 8 days after she returned to the residential health care center. Celeste was very sad when she did the paperwork connected to her passing. She shut the door to her office, something that she rarely did when she was alone. She called Ron. "Do you have anything that absolutely needs you there tonight?" Ron said, "I can be home." "I need you tonight. Patricia Tallman died today, and I just want you to be there tonight." Ron heard it in her voice. Death had taken more than its toll on her.